John 14, 8 to 14, entitled Doing the Father's Works. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. This is our simple approach in Friends Bible Study. There are a few very dynamic and important principles of studying God's words in John chapter 14. One of them is found in verse 26. It says, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of all that I said to you." When we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit is active and working in us so that we can understand the scriptures and hear what he is trying to say to us. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and remind you of all that I said to you. We cannot understand the Bible through our intellect alone. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to teach us every time we open the Word of God and open our hearts to him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us your Spirit to lead us and to teach us. And may the Spirit be our teacher today as we study your word. May the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 14, 7 to 14, doing the Father's works. In our last session, we discussed the Father's house. This session is entitled Doing the Father's Works. Beginning at verse 7, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Meditation question: what did Jesus say about knowing the Father? Jesus said in verse 7, "If you had known me, you had known the Father, for from now on you know him and have seen him." We discussed this verse in the previous section, however. Verses 8 to 12 are a continuation of this conversation. Jesus' disciple Philip still did not understand and said in verse 7, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. That will satisfy us." Jesus slightly scolded Philip and said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Jesus had spoken to his disciples about his Father throughout the entire time they were together, but they still did not understand. Jesus had come to reveal the Father to them, but they were still struggling to grasp what Jesus was saying. In fairness to them, however, Jesus was saying some amazing and fantastic things. I think people in the church today have a fuzzy understanding of the Father. They can talk about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, but the Father seems distant. Perhaps there are many reasons for this. Perhaps there is a lack of teaching about our Heavenly Father. Also, many people's image of God our Father has been marred because they had a bad relationship with their earthly fathers. I believe that Satan tries to keep people from knowing our Heavenly Father by keeping men from being good fathers who reflect the heart of the Heavenly Father. We need to disciple men to be good husbands, good fathers, and good fathers so that their children will know what our Heavenly Father is like. Jesus came to reveal the Father and was, in fact, the complete revelation of the Father. He said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus not only taught about the Father, but was the visible manifestation of the Father. Jesus was saying to them, "Since you know me, you know the Father." Jesus came so that we could know the Father and live in his house. Jesus was not saying that they would come to know the Father as they know him. He said, "Because you know me, you already know the Father." Verse 10, "Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I tell you, I speak not from myself, but the Father who lives in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." meditation question. What did Jesus say about his relationship with his Father? Jesus said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Jesus and his Father mutually indwelled each other. They were one because of this mutual indwelling. This is why Jesus could say, he who sees me sees the Father. And Jesus repeated again that the words he spoke were not from himself, but were from his Father. Jesus also repeated again that the works he did were the works of the Father. Jesus challenged the disciples as he had challenged the Pharisees. He said, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Jesus transitioned the conversation from knowing the Father to doing the works of the Father. Verse 12, most certainly I tell you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. He will do greater works than these, because I am going to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you will ask anything in my name, I will do it. Meditation question. How can we do the works of the Father like Jesus did? Jesus did great works, including healing the sick, casting out demons, feeding the 5,000, and raising the dead. People believe that Jesus did great works, but don't believe they can do works like Jesus did. However, Jesus said in verse 12, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and he will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. Was Jesus' statement about doing the works that I do just for special people, or does it apply to us? I believe that Jesus meant what he said. He is our model. He said often that he could do nothing by himself, which is, of course, true of us. Everything Jesus did, he did through his relationship with his Father. He wants us to live in love relationship with the Father and let the Father work through us in the same way. Either this is possible or it is not. Jesus plainly said that whoever believes in him would do the works that I do. We are not Jesus, but Jesus lives in us. Jesus called us to follow him and showed us how to live and do everything out of relationship with the Father. Again, this is something just for is this something just for special people? I don't think so. It does not mean that we all be rich, all will be rich and famous or raise the dead, but we can know the Father and let him work through us. Meditation question: what did Jesus mean when he said he will do even greater works than these? Jesus said that we who believe will do greater works than these because I'm going to the Father. Many people struggle with the thought of doing greater works than Jesus did. There are a few possible answers. It could mean that corporately as the body of Christ, we will do greater works as the Father works through us. When Jesus returned to his Father, he became head of his body, the church. As a human being, Jesus was limited to a physical body. Now Jesus can work through his body, the church, around the world 24 hours a day. By greater works, Jesus may have been talking about the quantity and impact of the works done by his followers. Millions and millions are being won to Christ compared to this now, compared to the small number of people who followed him before he was crucified. Paul and his team, for example, started churches which impacted many peoples and countries during the first century. In any case, we do works through the Father just as Jesus did. It is not dependent on our intellect, skills, or financial ability, but on the Father living in us and working through us. I think we need to change our thinking and have faith to do greater works. We resist this because we think, I'm just an ordinary person. I have few talents and many weaknesses. How could God use me to do anything great? That is the point. It is God's work. He uses ordinary people who know him and walk with him. As it says in 1 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Verses 13 and 14, whatever you will ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you will ask anything in my name, I will do it. Meditation question. Summarize verses 13 and 14 in your own words. Explain from these verses what prayers will be answered. Many people have claimed the promise of asking for anything in my name, and I will do it, but were frustrated when their prayers were not answered. We must understand what Jesus said and what Jesus meant. He did not promise to give us anything we want without restriction. I may ask God for $1 billion or for an expensive house or for many other things I may want, but these requests are not the will of God. If they're not the will of God, they won't be granted. The context of these verses is all about knowing the Father and living in fellowship with Him. To pray in the name of Jesus means to acknowledge that we come to God through Jesus and pray in accordance with His will and authority. Some people just pray for whatever frivolous things they want without faith in Jesus or any focus on Him. Prayer is not just asking for things. Prayer is a relationship with God in which we seek Him and He reveals Himself to us. We talk to Him and He talks to us. Praying in faith flows out of our relationship with Him. Some people's prayers are like a person who finds another person's credit card. They go to the store and try to buy something without even knowing who owns the credit card or anything about them. People pray like this because they want to get stuff, but do not want to walk with God. When we are walking with Him and listening to Him, He lets us use His credit card once in a while to get things that bring glory and honor to Him. This is what it means to pray in His name. We are listening to Him and seeking His glory and honor. Let us return to what Jesus said in verse 12. He who believes in me will do the works I do. He will do the works I do, he will do also. Sometimes we give difficult explanations to verses like these, but the bottom line is, do we believe? Some translations say, anyone who has faith in me will do the works that I do. Do we believe that Jesus is the Lord of the universe? Are we trusting Him not only for salvation, but for everything in our lives? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we don't really believe in Him, we will never do His works. Also, we must pray. We need to walk with God and know Him, to know Him, seek His will. Sometimes we doubt Jesus' promise that we can ask for anything in my name and I will do it. But have we asked? Have we asked? What have you been asking for recently? James said that we have not because we ask not. Are we asking for the souls of our loved ones, friends, and family, and for the nations? I believe that Jesus wants us to walk in sweet fellowship with the Father. This is the heartbeat of John chapters 14 to 17. Through our relationship with the Father, we will come to know His heart and His will. He inspires faith in us through His Spirit who lives in us. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to have active faith that flows out of our walk with Him. Jesus said that we can do nothing apart from Him. He said the words that I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. We also can do nothing by ourselves, but we can do the works of the Father through His Spirit that lives in us. Let's pray. Father, lead us into a deeper relationship with You so that we can say we do nothing on our own, but it is the Father doing His works through us. Show us Your will and inspire faith in us by Your Spirit who lives in us. In Your name we pray, amen.